Okay, now on to board reports. This is where we share updates from our school principals. So at the high school, SpongeBob the Musical came to Norton High School April 17th, 18th, and 19th, and it was a wonderful show. We also brought up several classes of our littlest Panthers from NES to see the show, and they loved it. Special thanks to Mrs. Pletcher and Mrs. Casper for putting on another great spring musical. Several year-end senior activities to mention. Cap and gown pickup will be at the high school on Thursday, May 1st from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Senior signing day will be Friday, May 2nd at 1:30 p.m. in the auditorium. Prom will be held at St. George's Church in Copley on Saturday, May 10th from 7 to 11 p.m. Graduation will be on Sunday, May 18th at 2 p.m. in the stadium. Congratulations to Coach Brian Miller and the girls' basketball team for being awarded the OHSAA Academic Team Award. This was presented to the girls' team in conjunction with the Ohio National Guard as being recognized as a top five academic girls' basketball team in the entire state of Ohio. The team had a perfect 4.0 GPA collectively. What an amazing accomplishment for those girls. Good luck to all of our students who will be taking their AP exams during the month of May. Then on to the middle school. We hope our Norton families had a restful and enjoyable spring break. Prior to break, Norton Middle School students participated in assemblies and activities focused on the Panther Way competency of communication, learning how positive communication leads to positive outcomes. Students who demonstrated the Panther Way were awarded with a student versus staff volleyball tournament. While students showed a great effort and had a lot of fun, the staff ultimately came out on top. Grade level teams showcased strong teaming and collaboration in preparing students for upcoming assessments. This included the 7th grade team's Percy Jackson Olympics with both academic and physical challenges. A motivational video, which I saw and was fantastic, created by the 5th and 6th grade teams to energize the students. Students have completed the ELA and science portions of the Ohio State test this week. They will continue taking the math assessments. The National Junior Honor Society will be volunteering at the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank on October 28th, further reinforcing our school's commitment to service and leadership.
Okay, that is April. You said October, but it's April.
Okay, April 28th. I apologize for that.
They're planning ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Norton Elementary School. Norton Elementary students in grades 3 and 4 are completing state testing this week. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we will be taking the math OST assessments. NES students had the opportunity to experience live music and theater recently. Students were treated to a show from the U.S. Air Force Band of Flight and had the opportunity to see the NHS musical last week. The students really enjoyed both presentations. The NES Book Fair is up and running this week, where students can enjoy buy one and get one deals on any summer reading books. A number of field trips are scheduled over the next month. NES first graders will be heading to the North Canton Skate Center for an end-of-year celebration. Third grade students will be heading to the Canton McKinley Museum, and our first graders will be watching a live theater show at the Magical Theater in Barberton. Norton Primary. Norton Primary celebrated 3 principals for the day last week. The following students all worked as the building principal last week: Avalyn Moore and Jackson Bowen from our preschool, and Baker Woofter from our kindergarten. The primary staff would like to thank them for their hard work. Upcoming events: April 25th, last additional Friday for preschool. April 28th and 29th, buy one, get one free Scholastic Book Fair. April 28th, 29th, and 30th, kindergarten students will be completing the end-of-year Cadence benchmark assessments.
Thank you. Now on to the treasure report. Ms. Marklin, do you have anything to report to us?
I have, the board should have the February warrants that were written, as well as the cash summary report that shows all the fund balances. And the last thing is there are 7 invoices from All Hours Mechanical that are for payment that were dated prior to my arrival. So I'm asking for the board's approval for then and now, which basically means the money was there then, it's there now, for payment of those invoices.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Farson, on to the superintendent's report.
So I have a couple things. The end of the year is always action-packed and moving fast. So we'll just start with some accolades out there. Today is Bus Driver Appreciation Day, so if there's any bus drivers out there, or if you know one, call them and say thank you. It's amazing what they do. Being a teacher is difficult, but transporting a bus with a bunch of kids behind you is a whole different story. So we are very appreciative of all the work that they do. This one I am required to say by law, or I can't go into work tomorrow. Tomorrow is Administrative Assistant Day. They are the lifeblood of all that happens. She wrote this for me, my secretary, Kelly. She wrote this. And she said if I messed it up, she would know because she listens to the tape. But tomorrow is Administrative Assistant Appreciation Day. So if you have administrative assistants, remember, I forgot, because the person who's supposed to remind me is her day, so I had to have somebody else remind me today, so I was scurrying around after school to go buy something. But we won't tell her. Staff Appreciation Day is coming up at the beginning of May. It's May 5th through the 9th. I want to welcome Barb to her first meeting, so welcome. It's never easy to start a new job, and you're starting at mid-year, so you're doing a great job, and we appreciate you, so we're glad you're here.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Reminder, the Panther Run is May 3rd, so it is a Saturday, so if you need a little exercise, or you want to watch some people who shouldn't be exercised run, go out and check it out. JJ, are you running?
I am, but I'm not the rabbit. So.
Rabbit is a loose term when you run. You're not going to overemphasize your ability.
It's never fast.
Right. The high school play, I saw SpongeBob over the weekend. It was outstanding. So a compliment to all the kids that participated and the staff who put it on. It's a hard thing to do. It takes a lot of time to do, and it's outstanding. And that was your last one, so that was a hard moment. I saw her up on stage, and I thought of you sitting in the front row crying for days. But it was a great production, a lot of fun, a lot of kids in the crowd, and I think they enjoyed it. It's always nice to see SpongeBob sing and dance. So, unfortunately, I have to say this out loud. We did have a loss at the high school, and I know that this has been very hard on them. And Don Begert, who was our masonry teacher for a long time, had a lot of influence on kids. He passed away in a long battle with an illness, and he passed away this past month. I always say this. My father had passed away probably 10 years ago, and you can always tell about a person what kind of person they were by the turnout when they're gone. And Don had a lot of great turnout from kids he influenced and worked with. It just tells you the type of man he was. So Don will be missed here in Norton. And so I just wanted to make sure we said something about Don here today.
So thank you,
that's
Brian.
That's all I have.
Okay, well, on behalf of the board, we send out our condolences to Don's family. Okay, at this point in the meeting, we'd like our superintendent with the assistance of the administrators to recognize the students of the month.
All right, so we will go, we'll go the best first. So we'll start with the primary school. So Mr. Morris, you can bring up your student of the month.
Thank you.
And then we'll progress higher. I didn't say Mr. Morris was the best. I'm saying the student of the month by far. He's got his collar chin on. It looks good.
To my right is Duke Venables. He's our student of the month from Miss Woolley's class. And Duke is going to be one of those students that's going to be a phenomenal athlete. Just an amazing person at recess. He could also probably pass as probably somebody's stunt double. as active as he is at recess. But I just want to say he's an amazing young man. And I look forward to seeing all he's going to accomplish when he transitions to NES. So, Ms. Woolley, what are some kind words you have for Duke?
Well, luckily Duke's not as active in the classroom. but his friends had a couple of great things to say when we were talking about Student of the Month. I actually had them vote. I had a couple kids in mind. And Duke was definitely one of the top kids, and he was voted as Student of the Month. His friends had to say he is good at being quiet. He is funny and playful. He listens when asked to catch a bubble. He is kind. He is helpful when I fall on the playground, and he lets me play with him when others don't. And that's the last one that really struck with me, because at indoor recess, he really does. I see it, and he finds the friend who doesn't have anybody to play with, and he will sit and play with them. He actually laid with a friend on the ground who really needed somebody one day, and it really just made my day, and that's just Duke every day looking for somebody to help. Very proud of you, buddy.
All right, Mr. Sackett, you're up.
So we have with us tonight our second grade NES Student of the Month, Keegan Fowler, along with Mrs. Myers, her teacher. Fowler's been knowing you for a long time. He keeps sending these great kids through, one after another. So she's right in line with everyone else. She is just a wonderful representative of your family, for sure. Mrs. Myers, share with us the classroom.
So Keegan and I talk a lot anyhow, right? And I chose her because she follows the number one rule in my classroom. And can you tell the crowd, what is it?
The golden rule.
And what's the golden rule?
Treating others how you want to be treated.
That's the biggest thing in my classroom, that you treat others how you want to be treated. So if she was a teacher, she would want her students listening. If she was a student, which she is, she would want her friends being kind to her. And she, like, displays that in everything she does. She's kind to everybody, always willing to offer a helping hand. If somebody, like, makes a mess, papers all over the floor, I'll see her and she gets the broom and she's sweeping it up for them. She's a hard worker. She's a great listener, an active listener. For my teacher friends out there, you know that active listening is so important, and she always displays that active listening. Even like when I'm speaking, do you see how she keeps looking at me? Which is phenomenal for like a kid. Seriously, I just love you. She's also, what you might not know about her, is an incredible artist. So those two ladies are there. They're the art teachers in high school. You need to get to know them, and you guys need to get to know her, because her drawings are absolutely stunning. She makes me pictures at least once a week and brings them to me, and like they're hanging all over because she's just a beautiful artist. But more importantly, Keegan, you just have the kindest, most sweetest heart, and I just think you're phenomenal.
All right, Mrs. Snowden. He's warming up, stretching.
This is Cecilia Estrada. She goes by Fifi, and I had two teachers had to come talk about her today because they could not decide which one got to say all the wonderful things. Cece's a fifth grader for us, and one thing that I know about Cece is that she is a very hard worker, and that she is very kind to others in the classroom, and able to kind of focus sometimes when others are not. And so I know that that's something that I appreciate about her, but I know that these two, they want to take turns talking about
her. I actually have no voice. So
perfect. All right, so being in a massive fifth grade class, it can be hard to stand out. However, Cece is a quiet leader who can always be counted on to do the right thing, even when no one is looking. Cece shows every aspect of the Panther way. She is responsible and always completes her homework. She perseveres and never takes the easy way out, even when I offer it. Cece works hard on every classroom assignment. She does her best and tries to figure out how to do each assignment before asking for help. But even when she does ask for help, she often offers for other people to be helped before her. Cece has improved in language arts and math this year, which is all thanks to her hard work. She tends to be quiet, but she communicates and contributes in the classroom daily. Cece is a Girl Scout, and she taught our class about the pop tab drive for the Ronald McDonald House. Cece likes to sew clothes, and she also loves to crochet and share her latest crochet knowledge and projects with me. She tries to explain the different crochet stitches to me, and I didn't even know that there was more than one. Cece loves to share the projects that she is working on, and she's got some really neat ones. But my favorite of Cece's crochet projects are the baby blankets that she made for the survivors of Hurricane Helene, which were sent to North Carolina by her church last fall. Cece is a great example of what it means to follow the Panther way, and we are so grateful to have her at Norton Middle School.
So because it is a wild end of the year, the high school doesn't have either of the representatives. We'll catch them in May, so we'll get that taken care of.
I reminded them. They said they'd be here.
That's okay. Something came up. Let's be honest. The sun is shining. There's a thing there. So we'll catch them next week.
Okay, yeah, thank you to the Students of the Month. Congratulations. Don't forget to get a sign. We take a break now, and if you'll all come up to the flag so that we can get your photograph with Mr. Farson, we would appreciate that. Who would like to speak for public participation? Okay, take that as a no. Do we have any additions or corrections to the agenda? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Markwin, will you call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. On to board business. Can I have a motion to approve the board business item A?
So moved.
It's just a first reading? There's no voting on a first reading.
You're right.
It's just a first reading.
Okay, on to approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes A, for the work session for March 17th, 2025, and B, regular meeting minutes for March 17th, 2025?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Markwin, call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. On to treasurer's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve treasurer's items A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Markwin, call the roll.
Appointment. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. On to superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendations, item A?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Ms. Markland, call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. On to superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendations, item B?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Markland, call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendations, item C?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion?
This is an interesting thing that happens about this time of year. School districts have continuing contracts. So what that means is you have employees that meet certain specifications through advanced coursework, years of service, good record, good evaluations, those kind of things. So we have two that we're actually giving continuing contracts tonight if you approve it. And the two is Allegra Moore. She's a English language arts teacher at the high school. And Megan Zita, who is in the audience that joined us, is who you'll be approving tonight. What's really good about this is they have a responsibility, they apply. And then once they go through the process, I reach out to the principals and we have good, frank conversations about these people. And they said, without a doubt, They're outstanding teachers. They do great things for kids. So that's why they're on tonight getting a continuing contract. So we're excited to approve them. So, Megan, in a moment, congratulations. It's not official yet.
I'll wait. Okay. Ms. Markland, call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Now it's official. Congratulations. Okay, on to consent agenda items. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through R?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Ms. Markland, call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Ms. Markin, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.